voice of reason, the voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
Thank you, Bob. Good to have you here on a Monday, September the 16th. Good to have you here. So much to talk about. Iran is in the crosshairs. General Motors on strike. Brett Kavanaugh getting smeared again by the New York Times. And, of course, the IG report is sitting in the on-deck circle. What does it all mean? I don't have any idea, but I can't wait to see it all. Joining me, Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington, our longest contributor, our best contributor. Here you are, professor. Welcome back.
A lot of it goes back to President Jimmy Carter, another in the long line since World War II of Democratic presidents that have messed up American foreign policy big time.
What do you mean by that?
Jimmy Carter pulled the rug out from under the Shah of Iran. He wanted Iran to be this wonderful democratic country with a little D, and it just didn't work. And after that comes the Iranian religious theocrats, Khomeini and everybody else since then, and their hatred of the West and their hatred of Israel, their hatred of America is just endemic. And Jimmy Carter, I think, deserves a lot of the blame.
444 days our hostages were held there. What was it, 52 hostages, 444 days after the raid on the embassy there. Jimmy Carter failed in a lot of places as president of the country, failed in energy, failed in the economy, failed on foreign policy. And yet, you know, you listen to some of these folks, you think he was a good president. I'm with you on this one.
And then Lyndon Johnson, another Democratic president, I'm really in a bitter mood this morning, got us into Vietnam. No doubt about it, his policies in regard to civil rights was excellent, but his Vietnam policy was disastrous. And I still believe it's affecting us to this day.
Well, okay, so as you look across the playing field today, what's the big story you're looking for? I mean, obviously we've touched on Iran. You've got Kavanaugh getting smeared again by the New York Times, who had to come back and retract it all because the accuser, the alleged accuser, isn't accusing him of anything. In fact, she says, I don't remember that ever happening, and won't be interviewed, won't comment on it. And yet the New York Times runs with this, that there's some sexual allegation because an attorney connected to the Clinton camp says that he witnessed it.
But, of course, a lot of the Democratic candidates are calling for impeachment of
all of
them. Kavanaugh.
I think all of them did.
Impeachment. Yeah. That's right.
It's
incredible. And by the way, I think Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, they want to end fracking in regard to the oil and gas business. What a horror.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Well, think about this.
Many miles away from where I am.
Yeah.
And also in Pennsylvania, Ohio, they're big on oil and gas and fracking.
Fracking's huge there. Absolutely. And they want to get rid of those jobs.
Where I am in West Texas, the Permian Basin, Odessa, Midland, it's incredible what's going on there. And they've made us independent of foreign sources of oil and gas. If this happened 5 years ago under President Obama's administration, a barrel of oil would probably be $300-$400, and we'd be lining up to get gas. But now we're independent, thank goodness, in regard to oil and gas, thanks to the policies of President Trump and fracking and loosening restrictions. And I think we're going to go into ANWR as well.
I think you're right. So let me ask you this.
Important. And so when people think about these things, you know, in a nice debate way, when you see the Democrats up for debate, it sounds wonderful. And when you're lined up for oil and gas at the gas pump,
not so wonderful.
It's another story.
Yeah, not so wonderful. Yeah, but you look at Iran being accused by the United States now of attacking the Saudi Arabian production facilities, taking offline half of Saudi Arabia's ability to put oil on the world market. That means about 2.5% of the total world market has been affected. The prices were up 18% overnight. I got to go back and check the latest numbers now that some of these commodities markets are opening. But an 18% increase in the cost of oil on the world market. Think about where we would be today if the United States had not stepped up with this energy renaissance.
I mean, the price of barrels of oil, you're right, would have been triple or maybe more than that.
Right.
And now it's going to be high. It's going to be rattled, but nothing like it would have been if we had those policies in place under President Obama or Jimmy Carter.
Oh, sure.
Or anybody else. What a disaster.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy stepped to the microphone over the weekend on Sunday Morning Futures, and he says, going forward, the report that has now been sent to the Attorney General the Inspector General's draft report in his hand for review. Should be out any day now. And he says because of that, people like Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe are in deep, deep trouble. Your thoughts?
Well, I hope it happens. I've heard Hannity talk about this consistently for about 2 years now. And I keep telling my wife, when is this going to happen? And you begin to wonder, is it just a lot of talk? Well, it may be going to happen. I don't know.
But I guess we need to keep an eye on it because that Inspector General's report, right now, Andy McCabe has been recommended for prosecution by the DOJ.
He is a contributor, I believe.
To CNN.
In the past to CNN.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, only the finest can get a job there.
Oh, by the way, General Motors workers are on strike, but I don't think it's going to last too long. Here in Arlington, Texas, where I am, there's a big General Motors plant. It's enormous. It takes many square blocks on the east part of town. And I guess they're on strike this morning there also. I'm not sure.
Well, they are.
I don't think it's going to last very long.
Yeah, union members only from California to New York. Of course, in Michigan here, we've got effects from the strike. You know, it's weird because General Motors offered an opportunity to build a new plant near that Lordstown, Ohio facility that shut down recently. They offered an all-electric pickup truck to be built in Detroit at a plant there that was slated for shutdown at the end of next year as well. So I'm not sure what the UAW wants out of General Motors. And I took a note from a listener here a moment ago saying, thanks a lot, General Motors. When they made the deal with the UAW and the Barack Obama administration, a lot of people's stock went to zero. If you didn't know, it went to zero. It was worthless, and new stock was issued. So there's been a lot of problems there. I don't think it'll last very long either, but we'll keep an eye on that. Do you think that the labor issues in America are not what they were in the 70s or 80s?
Because it's a very tight labor market now.
Yeah.
And also, what we make here at our General Motors plant, I think, are SUVs. And at some point, they've been so much in demand for those automobiles, those SUVs, they were operating 24 hours around the clock.
Yeah. You know why? People like big cars that go fast, using a lot of gasoline.
Texas, there's no question about that.
Yeah, use a lot of gasoline. I mean, how is an electric truck going to work in West Texas where there's, 100 miles between outposts?
Well, you do it with solar. I'm being terribly sarcastic. That's how airplanes are going to be powered with solar also.
Really?
I actually heard, and I can't remember, one of the Democratic candidates say, we've got to get rid of airplanes too.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course, they fly everywhere on private planes.
Right. You can't believe this stuff that they're saying, And by the way, some of them are just plain mean. I hate to be so bellicose this morning, but you listen to Kamala Harris and you say, oh, my gosh, where'd she come from,
Well, I think more about, Beto O'Rourke. Where did he come from? Or,
And they're not even decent to each other.
No.
As we saw with Mr. Castro to Joe Biden the other night.
It was a fair question. It was a fair point. Boy, did he get torn down for that, though.
That's right. But they're not nice to anybody.
No, they're not.
It's not just President Trump. They're not nice to each other. These are not nice people.
Professor Alan Sachs, great insight as always, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. Alan Sachs, the sage advice of the professor here. 41 after on a Monday. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward. forward.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education.